time for school. Rock School with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
How did you know he was the greatest dancer?
And Chad P.
Alice Cooper got half of his name from a comic book.
Yeah.
Underwritten by Home Theater, etc. Class is in.
It is Sunday afternoon, and a good Sunday afternoon to you. This is Rock School on KSLU, brought to you by the good people at Home Theater, etc.
Yeah.
I've always liked the etc.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
My favorite part, the etc.
You
love
need some etc.
My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Chad P.
A former student of mine and mm-hmm. one who must learn.
Mm-hmm.
Ever listen to a song and you hear a lyric or you hear a title and you kind of go, well, what the heck does that mean?
All the time.
I'm here to play about 10 or 12 songs for you that have titles and words that you've heard of before, but you probably looked at it and went, what the heck does that mean?
Oh, cool. So today's lecture is things that make you go,
And no, we won't be playing any CNC Music Factory. Huh? How about that? I pulled that out of my head.
Good job.
Are you familiar with a band that had a big album called Machine Head? Yes, no?
Not the album. I know the single.
Deep Purple.
Okay, Deep Purple.
The big hit off of Machine Head was Smoke on the Water.
Smoke on the Water.
And there's an old joke that anytime a guy picks up a guitar sooner or later, he tries to play Smoke on the Water.
It's a good song.
Well, what does it mean? What does Smoke on the Water mean? Oh, it's a drug reference. Oh, it's about a girlfriend. Oh, it's none of those things. Here's the story.
Okay.
While recording the album Machine Head, mm-hmm. the band was in Montreux, Switzerland. You'll even hear them say, we all came down to Montreux.
Mm-hmm.
They had a chance to see Frank Zappa and the Mothers playing at the Montreux Casino.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear in the song, it'll say Frank Zappa and the Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was, during Frank Zappa's set, some idiot either shot off a flare gun or one of those Roman candle fireworks.
Yeah.
It caught the place on fire.
Ugh.
Everybody got out safely, but the Montreux Casino burnt to the ground.
No way.
And as cold as it was, the smoke stayed on the water.
How about that?
That's where the title came from. Here they are. This is Deep Purple. Listen for the lyrics. Smoke on the water. We all went down to Montreux. Frank Zappa and the Mothers on Rock School. Richie Blackmore from Machine Head.
Mm-hmm.
That's Deep Purple and Smoke on the Water.
You never knew that.
No. Yeah. I got another one for you. I'll bet you've heard this one, but have never known what it actually meant.
What's that?
By Emerson, Lake & Palmer,
right.
A UK power trio.
Mm-hmm.
Big, big, big fans of classical music.
Okay.
This song is from their album Brain Salad Surgery. This is called Carn Evil Number 9, First Impression Part 2.
That's the whole title of the song?
That's the title of just that section. The entire side of the album, which uh-huh. this is part two of,
mm-hmm.
goes almost 30 minutes.
It's
darn hard to listen to, and in order to get a hit, they had to find some place to cut to mm-hmm. begin and cut to end it.
This
is what gets lifted out, and this is what gets put on, and a lot of people know the song simply by its first lyric. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah, they played at the beginning of the Olympics. They played at the beginning of sporting events.
It played at the beginning of the final episode of Friends.
There you go. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. They also used it as the title of their live album.
Okay.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, came out either immediately following Brain Salad Surgery or two after. So where did it come from? Like I said before, these three men were very big fans of classical music, specifically a German composer named Robert Schumann.
Okay.
He created a piece of classical music called Carnival
mm-hmm.
Opus 9.
Mm-hmm.
What these guys did was change it from carnival to carnival. Get the joke? Instead of carnival, carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, listen to the lyrics of the song. All it's doing in little two-line sentences is explaining one carnival show after another, after another, after another. Take a listen to it. This is Carnival Number 9, ELP. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Welcome
on Rock
back,
School.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. With this show, it happened out at the Yahtzee show. It's a dynamo. The Yahtzee show. It's rock and roll. Oh, right before your eyes, we will have to promise.
Rock School on a Sunday afternoon here in KSLU.
Good Lord, that thing was busy.
Oh, yeah. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, extremely intricate, extremely delicate musical lines. They're really an acquired taste. Most people only hear them around Christmas when the song I Believe in Father Christmas plays.
Right.
Every now and again, somebody can say, oh, what a lucky man he was. That was another one.
But yeah.
That's one of the songs that you hear and you think, what does that mean? What's he talking about? Carnival? I don't get it. Well, now you know. There's an old joke in the world of radio. It's not really a joke. I guess it's more of a trivia question. Who's Alvin Tostig?
What?
Alvin Tostig.
Well, I don't know.
It's Jesus' grandfather.
What?
Okay. Yonder we go. Are you familiar with a song by Elton John called Leave On?
Yeah.
He was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times says God is dead and the war's begun. Alvin Tosting had a son today. He shall be Levon. Levon's son was named Jesus. Remember that?
Okay.
These are the lyrics from the song. Alvin Toflinger is the father of Levon. Levon has a son named Jesus. Alvin Tosting is the grandfather of Jesus.
Okay.
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 Who are all these people? Levon is actually named after Levon Helm. He's the lead singer and the drummer of the band. As
just
in
the band.
As in, you know, the band, as songs from Big Pink, The Weight, things like that. Now, who's Alvin Tosting? Bernie Taupin, the lyricist for Elton John. Elton John doesn't write his own lyrics. A man named Bernie Taupin does.
Okay.
Taupin said he made it up. However, Taupin was from Wessex. That's in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man named Tostig who was the Earl of Wessex back in the 1040s. So apparently he heard it in a high school history class, and it just came out in the lyrics.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. So Levon, who's Alvin Tostig? Either nobody or the Earl of Wessex back in 1040. This is Levon, Elton John, on Rock School.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus.
This is Rock School, where we are amazing you with the real story behind titles and lyrics that you've heard time and time again, but have sort of asked yourself, what the heck does that mean? That's Elton John. Levon, who in the world was Alvin Tostig? Mm. Are we going on?
Yeah.
We're going on.
Some of this stuff has real deep, intricate meanings, and the other stuff is just, all right.
Yeah, well, the next one is, all right. Well, because it's a mistake. You're familiar with Steve Miller, the Joker?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Some
yeah.
people call me the Space Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call me the Gangster of Love. Right.
Yeah.
Some people call me Maurice because I speak of the Pompatus of Love.
Pompatus of Love.
What in the world is the Pompatus of Love?
What is the Pompatus of Love?
Follow me here.
Okay.
Steve Miller is a fan of real old Chicago blues.
Okay.
And there was a guy who sang with a group called the Medallions.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Vernon Green.
Okay.
Vernon Green had a song called The Letter. Now, don't look for it, because basically the way the web is set up is that when you search the letter, it will come up with, give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
Right.
You have to immediately go for the letter by the medallions, and it's very hard to find. I happen to have a book that has this in it, which is how I'm able to follow this along. Vernon Greene, in the song The Letter, he starts talking about puppetoots, not pompatoots, puppetoots. Puppetoots, now this is a direct quote from Greene, it is a term I coined to mean a secret paper doll fantasy figure who I would dress up, she would be my everything, and be the mother of my children.
What?
Okay, so Vernon doesn't appear to actually have all the cheese on his cracker, but that's where it came from.
So it's a puppetoos.
It's not pompatoos, it's puppetoos.
So he just heard it wrong?
He just heard it wrong. It was a tribute to Vernon Greene, and instead of saying puppetoots, he says pompatoots.
So you got this really popular song that just about everybody knows the words to or knows it in some fashion, some type of form.
Yeah.
And they're singing this word that they have no idea what they're singing.
Yeah.
Because it's not even a word.
Yeah. Isn't rock and roll great?
I love it.
So do I. Play it. It's Steve Miller.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompatus. You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
Is this the weirdest song? Listen to it fade out. He's not even done with the verse, and it fades out.
It tricks you.
Now, I've always wondered about that. If it was a Beatles song, it would come back.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go, the pompatoos of love. It's Steve Miller.
The pompatoos of love.
And he just heard it wrong. It was actually the puppetoots from your friend and mine, Vernon Greene, from the Medallions. Let's do a real quick one. This one is, there's no long explanation behind it. There's no, you know, geez, does it mean this? Does it mean that?
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with a group called America?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were sort of the rock group version of John Denver. Mm-hmm. Rocky Mountain High. Mm-hmm. And, oh, gee, I wish I was back in the beautiful. They wouldn't sing about drugs, would they? Well, yeah, because a couple of them were heroin addicts. You've heard the song A Horse With No Name?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Well, it's almost exactly, listen to the music, it's almost exactly, musically, Neil Young's Heart of Gold. But the whole concept, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
Uh-huh.
Haven't you ever heard anybody talk about doing heroin and calling it riding the horse or riding the H?
Not me.
No, well, I have. Riding the H, riding the horse. Mm-hmm. The horse with no name, he's on heroin.
That's it. It's
he's
a
on
drug
a bad
reference.
Heroin trip. That's all it is. And all the weird things that happen and all the people he speaks to, ah, come on, Joe, you can always change your name.
Mm-hmm.
They don't exist. He's on a heroin trip. On Rock School, this is America.
Well, at least
and
it
I've
makes
been
sense.
Through the desert. Well, yeah, at least this one is easy to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz. And
it just keeps going like this.
Over and over and over.
Yeah. Waiting here.
Do it again.
Yeah. Oh, and there comes the fade. Good. Rock School, been through the desert on a horse with no name, America, on the show that we're politely titling, What the Heck Does That Mean? It's about half past. My name is Joe Burns. What's your name?
Chad P.
I keep forgetting. I only had you in class 9 times.
No joke.
Who is our sponsor, our lovely sponsor for this lovely radio program?
That'd be Home Theater, etc.
Tell me about them.
Well, they specialize in home theater products. Doc, do you need a home theater?
Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Well, exactly. Dude, you can go down to this store and you can sit in a demo room that they have. You sit down in this nice recliner and they will pump up. You know that? You know when you go to a movie and they have that THX thing that comes on?
Yeah.
Let that play and that little
blows your hair back,
does
it?
What? Good Lord. I had to go get my buttons re-sewn back on my shirt.
So go see them. Where are they located?
Located in downtown Hammond on the corner of Morris and Mooney where 190 splits. The Florida Parishes Bank is on one side. Home Theater, etc. is on the other side. Their phone number is 985-340-7777.
I can remember that.
You should be able to.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with us, you are very smart people.
That's right.
If you disagree with us, well, you might want to send us an email. And the email address is
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool, one big word, at gmail.com.
Let us know. Yeah, to let us know what you think. We invite your comments, especially if they talk about how gosh darn handsome the host is of the show. I understand you have a stump.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead, tell me.
You're probably going to get it. I don't know. Let's see. Okay. We're talking about Chicago.
Formerly the Chicago Transit Authority. That's not it.
Huh?
Former lead singer Peter Cetera. That's not it. I keep trying to knock him out of the park before the question comes. Go ahead.
No.
Go
ahead. No, we're doing some stats, okay?
Oh, okay.
This is according to the Billboard chart statistics, okay?
Yeah, which is all done point of sale now. It used to be radio stations they pulled. Now it's point of sale, so it's very, very accurate.
Mm-hmm. We're talking in terms of albums and singles. Chicago, according to Billboard, is the second most successful American rock band of all time.
Okay.
Do you know who the first
is? Elvis Presley.
No, I'm talking. Listen.
Okay.
Band.
Oh, Elvis band. Isn't a band.
Band. Need a hint?
Beach Boys.
What?
Did I get it? Yay me! Yay me!
This is why he's the doc.
Yeah, Beach Boys. Lovely. This is Chicago. 25 or 6-4. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows the guitar riff. Everybody knows the title. But the question is,
let me say it. What does that mean?
25 or 6-4. This is so easy. You're going to hate yourself for not knowing it. The song, especially the chorus, talks about attempting to write music.
Okay.
It says, should I try to write some more? 25 or 6-4. It is 3:35 in the morning.
Okay.
How do I know that? Because it's 25 or 26 to 4 a.m. Get it?
Aww.
That's what it means. It really does. Should I try to write some more? 25 or 6-4. That's what it means. It really is. It's rock school.
How
so
did I not know that?
I don't know how anybody didn't know that. Take a listen to the lyrics. This is Peter Cetera singing, by the way, Chicago on Rock School. It's either 3:35 or 3:36 in the morning. No, it would be the other way. It'd be 3:35 or 3:34.
Yeah.
Because it's 25 or 6-4. That's Chicago, formerly the Chicago Transit Authority. Now, don't you feel kind of silly?
I do. I got better chance trying to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Well,
I'm sitting there looking at that going, okay, let's see. 5 is 25.
9, 6, 12. Mm-hmm. Carry the 1. Yeah.
Divided by 3.
Here's another one that's just ridiculously simple. The reason is it's a remake.
Okay.
Because people say, well, is he really saying what I think he's saying? This is by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. It's Blinded by the Light. And people will say, is he saying wrapped up like a douche? No! No, he's not! Of course he's not saying that. First of all, it's a remake.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is go find the original and take a look at the lyrics. Let's see, who's the original by? Could it be by somebody nobody's ever heard of? Bruce Springsteen! It's off of the Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey LP.
Uh-huh.
Now, Manfred Mann did play a little bit with the lyrics. The actual line is, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. And by deuce, he's talking about an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Little deuce coupe. You don't
right.
know what
yeah,
I got.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds to me like Manfred Mann is actually saying revved up like a deuce, meaning he's going out and he's ready to go. He's revved up like a deuce,
right.
Which really drives me crazy why people are focusing on that line, because listen to the rest of it. They say something about the silicone sister with the manager, Mister, and then also something about a guy named Hurley Burley. And I'm not going to tell you what I think he says there.
You don't have to.
This is Manfred Mann, Blinded by the Light on Rock School. Through the Night. Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
And they're worried about what?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's not the lyric to really be upset about.
So. No!
And the thing about it is, now somebody will probably email, or somebody who listens to this will probably say, yes, he was saying wrapped up like it. No, he wasn't. The only reason you heard him say that was because I told you
mm-hmm.
what to listen to. I teach an advanced audio class, and when I lecture on turntables, I play a lot of those songs from the 1980s backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what the heck they're listening to until I tell them what they're supposed to hear.
Yeah.
Then it's all you can hear.
Oh, wow, I hear it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Satan, 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 because supposedly all they say backwards is Satan.
Right. Well, that's just like...
You can't hear anything until I tell you what to say, and then there it is.
What was the show a couple weeks back where he said 1, 2, 3, 4?
Oh, yeah. He says the number 4, but because I told you to listen to it for some other word, that's what you're going to hear.
That's
so.
What I heard. Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, here's one that's a stump. I'm okay. Sorry, nobody knows what the answer is. No, I'm wrong about that. Dick Ebersol from NBC Sports knows the answer.
Well, let's call him up and ask him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we could get him on the phone. Mm-hmm. Carly Simon,
mm-hmm.
as in the daughter of Simon from Simon & Schuster, the very, very rich Carly Simon,
yeah.
big hits all along the way, did a song called You're So Vain.
I know it.
And the whole world thinks it's about, well, nobody's sure. General consensus is that it's about Warren Beatty, but she also dated Cat Stevens, Kris Kristofferson. She had a fiancé for a while named William Donaldson, who was unfaithful to her,
mm-hmm.
James Taylor. She does know who it's about. I happen to think it's a conglomeration of a few different people. I think it's a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
But apparently, she has narrowed it down to one person. She gave out a clue in the 1990s that the person who it refers to
mm-hmm.
has an A, an E, and an R in their name.
Okay.
That narrows it down a bit to James Taylor, Warren Beatty, even Mick Jagger, who sings backup on the song.
Yeah.
In order to raise money for, I think, an environmental cause, don't hold me to that, but I'm almost positive she's a big fan of the islands off of the New York coast and such, but I think she was raising money for an environmental cause. She auctioned off the answer to who the song was about. Dick Ebersol, president of NBC Sports, paid $50,000 to hear it.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. She brought him into her house, gave him dinner, swore him to secrecy, sang the song for him, and then told him who it is about. Dick Ebersol has not released it. Nobody really knows except him, Carly Simon, and maybe a few close friends. Mick Jagger sings backup on it. Is he so vain that he would sing backup on a song that denotes how vain he is? Oh, yeah, maybe, probably. Here's Carly Simon on Rock School.
Son of a gun. You walked into the party like you were.
Carly Simon on Rock School.
Very vain.
Yeah. Brought to you by Home Theater, Etc., by the way. And once again, my favorite part of it is the Etc.
Yeah.
My name is Joe Burns. That's
Chad P.
And we're going to move along to a tune. By the way,
yeah.
I don't think it's one person. I think You're So Vain is a conglomeration of people, and I think Mick Jagger's actually one of the people.
I love the fact, though, that it's so mysterious, nobody knows. I love that.
Kind of like
really
American
do.
Pie. Nobody knows what the lyrics mean,
mm-hmm.
except me.
Hey, that's a good idea for a lecture.
You know, that is a good one. Ooh, we'll keep that in the back pocket.
Yeah.
After I saw the movie La Bamba,
mm-hmm.
I actually was in a band at that time up in Utica, New York, believe it or not, and I was Rickin' the Rockets. I was a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We played La Bamba And Rick basically did the lyrics phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. But we could do them phonetically. And I always wondered to myself, what the heck does it mean? Para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba, se necesita una poca de gracia. What? What?
Mm.
Here's what it means. Para bailar la bamba, to dance la bamba. So mm-hmm. la bamba's got to be a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Se necesita una poco de gracia. You got to be a little funny or a little comedic.
Okay.
Una poco de gracia y otra, I'm screwing it up. Basically, it means do a little bit funny thing, get up and get going. So
going,
basically, if you got to dance, have some fun and get
arriba,
up.
Arriba, arriba.
Right, arriba, arriba. Get going, get going.
Por ti seré,
por ti seré, por ti seré. I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you.
Hey.
Yo no soy marinero. I'm not a sailor. Yo no soy marinero. I'm not a sailor.
Soy capitán.
I'm the captain. I'm the captain.
Hey.
Now, what does it all mean? According to my source, bomblier means swinging or swaying,
mm-hmm.
not quite dancing, but swinging or sailing. And a person who is a bombollero is someone who likes to boast.
Okay.
So la bamba is a conglomeration of those two words. It's a play on words. It's a dancer who's boastful.
Okay.
That's it. I wish it meant more. I wish it was the meaning to life. It isn't. It's a good song in the key of G.
Yeah. I'm just glad that I know what it means.
There you go. This is Los Lobos. This is La Bamba. Los Lobos. I'm
hey.
Sure they performed it beforehand, but it was for the movie La Bamba, which was the story of Richie Valens, who died in the plane crash
yep.
that with killed the Big Bopper
and Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, right, yep. the day the music died. We have time for one more on this show, which we are politely calling, what the heck does that mean?
In that tone, too.
Are you familiar with Bob Geldof? Does the name ring a bell?
No.
He did a song called Band Aid, Feed the World.
Oh, Feed the World. Okay,
it's Christmas. Yeah.
And then my nephew loves that song.
We did, what was the American version of it? Michael Jackson. And
We Are the World.
That's right. We Are the World. And Prince wouldn't sing, so apparently he thought he was the world. Bob Geldof used to be the lead singer of a group called the Boomtown Rats.
Whoa, okay.
And the Boomtown Rats had a song called I Don't Like Mondays.
I don't.
And you think it's, well, that's kind of a neat, cute little saying. Well, where did it come from? Bob Geldof read a story in the newspaper in 1979 of 16-year-old Brenda Ann Spencer,
mm-hmm.
who took a gun and began firing shots at a playground full of children. She actually killed two adults and injured eight children and winged one police officer. When she was finally apprehended, they said to her, why would you do such a thing? Guess what her answer was?
I don't like Mondays.
I don't like Mondays.
Well, good Lord.
That's where it came from. Sorry to end on such a down note. Thanks once again to our sponsor, Home Theater, etc. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad B.
Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays. Class is dismissed.
Chip inside her head gets sweet.